Hey guys, welcome to episode 52.
52?
Yeah,
52. It is 52, you're right.
Of A Gal and a Gay, this is our Walking Dead recap.
Yeah, I'm Kat, by the way. Mick's here with me. We're going to review episode 3 of season 5, Four Walls and a Roof. So here we go. Here's our Walking Dead recap. Spoilers!
Alright, I think Kitty has been bitten. She's screaming frantically. And now she's laughing. So, tainted meat. Tainted meat. Right there, that's all I have to say. Anyway, The Walking Dead open started before we were finished. So, it was loud to her, so she starts screaming, spoiler alert. So, and yes, she has been drinking. Yes, she has been drinking. Cheers, Kitty. Cheers. There we go. Anyway, so this might just be all me of a podcast.
We've listened to it about 20 times, and it's so funnier and funnier. We listen to it, and now I can't stop laughing. Am I crying? I'm laughing so much. Oh. I said it so frantically.
You were so, for a spoiler, like, we haven't really started talking about anything yet.
I wanted to say it before we got to the open, but then it started. And I
Stick to the prompter. Stick to the prompter.
That's why I don't do prompter.
I know. And that's why you should. That's exactly why you should. Anyway, guys, thanks for hopefully sticking with us through the last 2 minutes.
In case you didn't get it, there are spoilers.
Yeah, there are spoilers. Like, again, she might have been bitten. We don't know. We might know by the end of this podcast.
We don't know.
Tainted meat. Tainted meat. Tainted meat.
I'm laughing like Bob.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are going to try to recap season 5, episode 3, Four Walls and a Roof.
Yes, that's the one. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Good episode. Oh my god, you're a mess.
Good episode, yes. Good, I'm trying to compose myself.
Yeah. Our coworker Maddie is going to love
this. He's gonna love this.
He was so pissed when we called it tear gas in the last episode instead of a flash.
I know. Oh my god.
Bomber.
Flash bang. I don't know. I don't even remember what he called it.
I don't know. We try not to listen to him.
We try not to, most of the time, yeah. And now he's in another state, so.
Right. He is. But he'll still be listening.
He'll still be listening, yes. And I'm sure we'll get text messages and emails about it.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah. So the last episode, it ended with that asshole, Garrett. They cut Bob's leg off.
Uh-huh.
They were eating the meat.
Yep.
And so we just jump right in.
Yeah,
this episode. Right, it was a gross opening.
It was really gross. The way they're just like eating him. And, right. Oh my god, it was so gross. It was gross out the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then of course they mixed in the zombies in the school as well. So it was kind of setting the stage for what was going to happen in this episode with them eating Bob, and that was. Basically the beginning, and you have Gareth just being a complete asshole.
Yeah, being Gareth, yep.
Saying that...
Still just chatting away with Bob, telling him, like, why they're doing this, and...
Well, and he was saying how they marked their way here, and they almost got Carol and Daryl, but they took off
before they could get to him, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And that's when he gets into... I thought this was pretty gross, too. How he wants to eat Carol.
Yeah, because apparently women taste better.
Women taste better.
Because they have an extra layer of fat. Mm-hmm. He's very detailed about why women taste better.
Right.
Ugh.
Do you like Gareth? I mean...
I do!
Yeah, it's just,
that's the hard part. It's like, he's this terrible, like...
He's so charismatic.
He's very charismatic, and he's kind of hot, so it's kind of hard for me to outright hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I'm not rooting for him at all, but I'm like, I'd like to see more of Gareth.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think he's just so far gone.
Yeah.
That...
I mean, that's the thing. They've been pushed to this point, like, beyond any point of return.
See, I don't... I really do believe that I could survive. I do believe I could survive. But I think if you got to that point, I don't think there would be a point where I would be like,
no,
I'm going to eat people.
Never. Never.
I would be a vegetarian.
What kind of, I mean, I understand that they were brutalized. They met some really terrible people. Right. But still.
And he might have chose that over, I mean, eating people over.
Yeah.
Over death itself, but I would rather choose death.
But I still, like, I don't. Eating people, I mean, it's one thing to kill
people.
And
being so smug about it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you don't trust anybody, you're going to kill them. Okay, I can get that, because you don't trust anyone. You've had a rough go of it, so you're like, I'm just going to kill everybody that comes across our little sanctuary. But
yeah, but here's the thing. They're the ones, Gareth and his mother were the ones in charge.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine, you had some people come in and take over the camp, and they did this to you. But then you had the choice... Mm-hmm. When you obviously were in charge to turn things around, and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because they were just too far gone. And the thing is, I'm trying to think, maybe it was kind of a mental thing where, okay, so they ate somebody, and then it they just lost
maybe.
It.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
They lost it. There was no going turning back.
Still just, I don't know. I guess being extremely hungry will do that to you, but I mean, still, there's plenty of animals, I would think, in the woods you could eat, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy. I don't know. It's not like they're on a mountainside, you know, a snowy mountainside, like the Oregon Trail folks, or whatever happened with that, you know what I mean? So. Or is that a movie?
I'm pretty sure that was probably a movie.
That one movie with the airplane, remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have extreme.
You in history. You in history.
That's a little funny.
Yeah. A little snow packed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they don't. There's plenty of other things they could eat.
Right. You think they could at least find some chickens? Yeah,
exactly.
Or something.
Some chickens, some squirrels, you know, rabbits.
I don't know.
They're messed up, yes.
But we do learn that. It's gone. Terminus is gone.
Yes.
So Carol put an end to Terminus.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not think this episode moved pretty quickly.
I thought it did too.
I didn't think it was going to move that quickly.
No.
I really didn't think we were going to meet back up with these people.
I didn't think they were going to resolve the Terminus thing as quickly as they did.
Right.
Like,
but again, they did the kind of the time jump too, and he even mentions that, we marked our way home. We know we can go back, but what do we really have to go back to?
Yeah.
But they had been tracking them for a while. So that kind of, you know, like last episode we were talking about how.
Did you take notes?
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't take notes.
I can see that by the blank piece of paper in front of you. So somebody has to stay on track, because you cannot stay on track at all. Teleprompter.
I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Even Maddie has mentioned that you cannot stay on track. You can't stay focused. It's all right. That's what I'm here for. The yin and the yang. You got to balance this out. They pick up we kind of talked in last episode how they didn't really address. I didn't think they addressed too much that there was so much of a time.
Yeah. Yeah, they really didn't address it very well if they were going for it.
But I guess that secret scene with Morgan, that was also supposed to address it a little bit, because when he's back at that sign, it's a little bit, you know, it's like there was a mark on the tree, so
yeah.
We saw the mark.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which was one there before.
Okay, yeah.
When Rick, you know, smudged the stuff, and it looked like some time had passed. But
it still wasn't very clear. I really don't think it's
don't
very clear.
It.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is where we're at. So then it goes from there, you know, they are spitting the meat out at this
point.
Yes,
so this is the point where Bob reveals that he has been bitten by a zombie. Mm. And this is all we all knew. I mean, this is what we speculated about last episode, because we knew that, hey, he had to be bitten, you know, and so eventually, like, they're chowing down on him, and he starts crying, but then he starts laughing maniacally, and then he shows, you know, like, hey, idiots.
I think it would have been awesome if he'd been bitten on his leg, but I guess then you would have been able to see it.
I guess you would have been able to see
it. And they wouldn't have eaten
it. I know. But
so it must have been when he went under and it grabbed
his shoulder. That walker who jumped out of the water and chomped on him, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he says, you're eating tainted meat, and so, of course, they all freak out, and they start spitting it out and throwing up and stuff.
Right. And Garrett's like, look, we cooked it, I think we're fine, whatever. Still, you shouldn't be eating people.
Yeah, still, yeah. And that just goes, I mean, we still don't, they never really explained, I guess, if you're eating somebody who's been bitten by a zombie, are you going to turn into one? I mean, I don't know.
But everyone turns into a zombie.
I know, that's the thing.
So I don't know.
If you get bitten by one or something, you'll turn faster. But if you just die, you'll turn into one too. So I don't know. I wonder if ingesting, you know.
But if it's cooked through.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I mean,
the blood. I
guess they're getting
whatever, the
disease out of the meat by cooking it, but it's still like, you know.
Who knows?
You don't know.
Right.
I know.
Because the show has not addressed anything like this. And I don't think it will necessarily.
No, I don't think it will either.
Because I think, you know, this zombie apocalypse, I think it's so far gone that.
Yeah.
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 We're not getting that.
Yeah.
So anyway, at that point, we jump back to the church where Sasha and the crew are basically turning on Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob's missing.
Yeah, Bob's missing. Daryl and Carol are missing. So, you know, they're all freaking out. They're like, something has to be connected here. Like, none of this started happening until we came to your church. So it's like the people following us and this and that. Like, it all has to be connected. And Sasha confronts Gabriel and is like, what is your deal? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then Gabriel kind of breaks down and tells everyone, like, I'm a terrible person.
Right.
I
just still can't understand how people didn't get inside that church.
If you really wanted to get in that church,
right,
you could get in that church.
Right.
Really, though.
I mean, it is a little bit higher up, whatever, but still.
But still.
You could break down the door.
I mean, if there's like, let's say there's there's a dozen people trying to get in that church.
Right.
You could kick down that door easily or get something.
Right.
Like, I have a hard time believing those people couldn't get in that church.
Right. And he didn't say how many. I mean, it could be a mother and her kids, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Why wouldn't he let them in?
Because he's a big scaredy cat.
I know.
That's when he just runs through the problems. So he just, like, oh, I always lock the door. He always
right.
Like, yeah, I don't
but
know.
But so, why didn't the zombies make it in, too? I mean, they're always breaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're always seeing them go bust through doors and things like that.
I guess it is a pretty thick door. I mean, they can't really bust through wood very easily. So, I mean...
Right.
I can buy zombies not getting into the church, but people... I just,
right.
You know, if they really wanted that church, I feel like they could have gotten in
yeah,
there.
I agree.
So anyway, when it all went down, Gabriel locked his doors and shut himself in the church and didn't let anybody in, even though they were, like, pounding on the doors, you know, begging for him to let them in, and he didn't let them in. And so the
right.
walkers came, and everyone was doomed. So, you know.
Right.
So Gabriel feels pretty bad about that.
Yeah, he does. And I feel like he is genuine. I don't think... You know, he's
no.
going to turn on the group and be this psychotic.
No.
You know.
I mean, I think he's struggling with what he did, and he feels terrible
yeah.
about it. Yeah. I mean, he realizes that he did a really bad thing, and he feels horrible. So, I mean, something he's living with now. So.
Right. And see, then at this point, I thought, oh, we're going to drag this on.
Uh-huh.
Where are they? We're going to go days with them not knowing.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the
yeah.
attack comes.
I know.
It's like... What?
I know.
And then Bob's outside. They left Bob.
That's right. They left Bob. That's
and
right.
And then shots ring out. Then everyone's going in the church. And I believe in the... This is where, again, where they deviate from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets shot during that.
Oh. Somebody
one of
big?
Our big characters.
Oh, really?
I don't know if...
They die or
die,
just shot?
Yeah, I know that he gets shot. But here's another thing. So... There, and I want to address this a little bit, or talk about this a little bit, because, you know, there are people that are like, oh, it's deviating so much from the comics.
Yeah.
It should.
It should.
It's not the
I
comics.
Agree.
That
yeah.
is just source material
exactly.
that they can use. If it was just like the comic,
yeah,
I wouldn't really want to
no, I know.
Watch it.
Exactly. You know, like,
It's like Game of Thrones. They're deviating. Exactly. And it's making it so much better. Because I remember when I first started watching Game of Thrones and all, and my friends had already read the books. Uh-huh. Like, oh, I know what's going to happen now. I know what's going to happen now. You know? And now, they
it's
don't.
Nice. They don't.
It's not always exactly. The same way. Yeah. So, anyway. So, everyone gets in the church. And then, of course, Bob tells them. You know, they pull him inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, before... I think it was before he admitted that he had been bitten and all that stuff. He said that, you know, Garrett saw Carol and Daryl drive off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of spills everything else.
Yeah, yeah. That he got bitten and everything. And Sasha was like, what didn't you tell me? And
mm-hmm.
I forget what he said, but it was really nice. But, yeah. It was just an emotional thing. So... Oh, I forget what happens after this.
This is when Abraham says, okay, it's time to leave.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is right when Abraham began to get into it.
And Abraham is looking for any excuse, because he's already got everyone to say they're going to go with him.
Yes,
so he just needs something to happen where he could be like, okay. And he found his spot.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Let's... Yeah.
He's like, let's go. Let's go to DC right now. And then, you know, and he's telling... I like the scene where he's like telling Eugene, like, get your stuff, we're gonna go. And Eugene's like, I don't want to go.
I don't want to. Yeah.
And, it, you know, eventually Eugene's like, okay. So, I mean, that kind of shows you a little bit how Eugene.
Yeah. He just sits there.
Yeah, exactly.
He is more red flags about Eugene. He's a waste of space.
Yeah, he's a waste
it's
of space.
It's kind of like Gabriel. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't want to be involved in anything. Yep. He's a scaredy cat, I feel.
Yep.
And so, anyway, you're talking about Abraham and Rick kind of getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa.
I know.
These are two of the strong, besides Tyrese, but he's in a whole different...
Tyrese is in a whole other bubble right now. Yeah.
But it's like, these are two pretty strong alpha males who are about to come to blows.
Yeah, you know, and Abraham's like, we're going to take this bus. And Rick's like, you're not taking that bus.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Eventually, Glenn steps in and says, like, hey, okay, look... If you,
well, Tara stepped in first.
Tara was first. You're right.
She's like, look, I'll go with you, but let's wait this out. Let's,
yeah, Glenn,
you know,
too, was like, I'm
open
with Glenn. And then, they said, you know, let's just give us some time to try and find our folks and everything, mm-hmm. trying to find these Terminus folks, too, so we can get revenge and, you know, and then we'll go to DC with you or so.
Well, and he made a deal
that
Glenn and Maggie would go with him.
Yes, exactly.
Which I'm pretty sure, I really think, and we'll talk about what happens later on, I think at that point Glenn was just doing it just to make...
Keep the peace.
Let's keep everyone focused.
Yeah, hash this out, let's go after the real, let's focus on the real problem at hand right at the moment, which is, you know, Terminus guys out there, still out there.
Yep.
Trying to understand.
So they make a deal that they'll go at high noon tomorrow.
Sorry. 12 hours. They have 12 hours to resolve everything before they take off to DC. So, then they hatch a plan, I guess, you know.
Well, I want to mention one thing right before then. You have another moment with Bob and Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying, and the one thing that I remembered was he said, she's like, oh, how's your face or whatever. And he's like, well, getting kicked in the face... made me forget my leg pain, you know, things like, so you know, you're having these kind of little moments that you need because you're basically
poor Bob's dying,
you're at the end,
you know,
of their
story. Exactly. So, oh, poor Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to get it sooner or later. Yeah.
And he's just one of those characters, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, he got toward the end. I mean, he got a lot more.
Yeah, I know.
Screen time.
He really
got a little more character.
He really liked Bob towards the end. So
they jump in, they're forming a plan, but the audience doesn't know what's going on. It was like they bring us back in after they've already kind of figured out the plan.
So I mean, and Rick is like asking, because Bob said, you know, I think they were at a school or something, tells them, you know, I think where they were, and then Rick's asking Gabriel, you know, where's the school, and they're like, oh, it's about 10 minutes walk, so they're kind of hatching a plan to go to the school to attack the Terminus folks where the Terminus folks are holed up. So,
but I knew something was up when Rick was like, well, they're going to think we're going to make this decision out of haste. You know, they think we're just going to react instead of thinking this through. So I'm like, okay, well, that's good, but
yeah,
they've already, you know, these hunters have already, you know, surprised you twice now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, they might maybe be a step ahead of you already, thinking that, you know, I didn't really know how many of them there were. I mean, we kind of got a sense it was a small group, but I mean, it was a really small group.
Really small, like five of them maybe?
Right.
I don't know.
How would they think that they're going to take on all of these who just came in and blew up their place?
I know.
But again, I don't think they're in the right frame of mind.
Probably not, no.
They are, they think they are kind of, I don't know, necessarily invincible, but they're eating people.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So.
And then before this, so you have Tyrese that goes in and
to talk to Sasha.
To talk to Sasha. Stay here. You need to have as much time with Bob as possible. And she's like,
no, I gotta get these bastards for doing this to Bob, which is understandable. So she gives Tyrese a knife and says, you know, if he turns, you need to take care of it, you know, and it's just really
put it right through his temple.
Yeah.
So I really thought Tyrese was going to talk her into staying.
I know, I did too.
Sasha, she's on a mission now.
She's on a mission.
And you're not going to be able to. The one that I really like, this next part where you have the group leaving the church and you're on that side.
Yes.
And it's just one shot of them. And I love moments like this because there's no camera tricks.
No.
It's telling a story. It's, you know, it's kind of, you're sort of, it's giving you that moment to kind of breathe and prepare before what's about to go down.
Because, you know, you're something's coming and you're like, what is, why are they just sitting on this shot for so long, you know? So, it was really, it's really
neat. Well, at first I'm like, okay, well, they're showing them go, you know, go off, and then our survivors leave completely.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
I know.
Shit. And at first I'm like, oh, God, did they think that this was going to happen? Because I wouldn't think that they would be waiting for them, you know, like.
Yeah.
Especially after it happened.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
That's why they're the survivors.
That's right. So, I mean, it's like in the group that goes to find the Terminus folks, it's like the heavy hitters. It's like, you know, Rick and Sasha and Abraham and all of them. Michonne, Maggie, Glenn, you know, all of them. So left behind, it was Gabriel, Carl, Judith, Tyrese.
And Eugene.
These are the ones who were left behind.
Right.
Was Rosita there or did she go with them? I can't remember now.
I think she left. Yeah, because her and Abraham left together.
Yeah, that's right.
But Tara was.
Tara. So,
right.
Yeah, so they're the ones left in the church. So,
but that shot, wasn't it sort of scary?
It was really scary. Yeah.
Like, I think it was a little scary. There any zombies coming at you?
It was a great.
Out of the.
And it was a great way to do that. I thought instead of doing just cutaways, you know, whatever. It was very, very well done. Very cool.
Because it sort of, you don't see that very often.
Yeah, you don't.
So you're like, oh god, what is going on?
Yeah, because she.
And then
she notices it's lingering there, and there's nothing happening for a few seconds, and it's like. Okay, something's coming. What's happening? Because obviously they're focusing on this for a reason. And so, it was just really, it was really neat to see, you know, the Rick group go. And then out of the shadows comes the Terminus folks. Mm-hmm. And you're like, holy shit!
Right.
it was a really good effect. It very well done, I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so then we're in the church. And Gareth and his termites.
Uh-huh.
Terminites or whatever. They come in and they are like, we know you're still in here. You know, you better come out. And then, you know, it eventually cuts to the room that they're in.
They're locked in the room.
And Carl is pointing a gun, you know, like, it's like, and then it's like that point, I'm like, okay. So it wasn't like they were spread out inside the church.
No.
They're in one room.
They're in one little room.
And I'm like, okay, well,
yeah.
I have a feeling I know.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of getting that vibe of like, okay, this isn't, there's no way. There's no way that Rick and them would just leave everybody, the most vulnerable folks, let's say, in the church alone. There's no way that they would do that. So, yeah. I mean, you could tell something was up. Something interesting was going up. So, yeah.
And then I thought it was funny. Did you see that church, that sign that was in the background? There was a sign that said, it was like something about stupidity. There was a moment, and I was going to screen capture it, but it showed something from the Bible, I think, some like little written sign or message. And it says something about stupidity. And I'm like, oh my God, that was perfectly placed, you know, because they were stupid.
Yeah.
They were stupid to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point. It
was pretty suspenseful, though, when they're in there and, you know, they're getting close to the door and they're like, you know, this isn't a very big place. We're going to find you, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, no.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
So.
And again, they're not just. And here's the thing, like, Gareth, they're not looking for food at that point.
No.
They're just there just to.
Yeah.
To kill.
To kill. They're there to kill. All those guys. And I'm sure they would have eaten them had they succeeded, yes. But, I mean, and then eventually Judith starts to cry, which is, you know.
Like, well, the kid was going to cry sooner or later, so it's like, well, that
kind of makes sense,
right? Well, and the group is trying to decide which of the two rooms to go into, because they knew that they were either in one or the other.
Yeah.
And then Judith cries. And,
yeah, and then they hear them, and then. But is that the point where Rick and them come back in? Because
pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Well, and the thing is, I was wondering, because was it last episode or the episode before where Rosita, I think it was Rosita, or Tara, found the silencers?
It was Tara. Well, Glenn found the silencers in that place where he tripped over the mob.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
And
yeah.
She's like, we'll save this for later. And so this is where I knew, like, they made too big of a deal out of the silencers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course we're going to see those again.
Right. So right then, you know, they're getting ready to break in. Gareth is getting ready to break into that room. And one of them is shot and killed right
there
in the head.
They pick two of them off, don't they? Yeah, two of them.
I think they pick two, and then he shoots
Gareth's fingers off, and it's awesome.
It is. It was, oh my gosh. I'm like,
I know. Oh my God.
This is why I love this show
so much. And then you see everybody comes back, and it's Rick and Michonne and Maggie and Glenn, everybody that come out of shadows are in the church, and they're like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh.
This was pretty brutal.
It was brutal.
I did.
And so let's
talk
about who was stepping up to take care of the rest of these people. So you obviously have Rick.
Mm-hmm.
You have Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
You have Sasha.
Uh-huh.
And you have Abraham.
Yes.
I think there were just the four.
Yeah.
So we have four.
Everybody
people
else was kind of in the back. Yeah.
Right. Well, and they already picked off the other two.
Yeah.
So you knew.
Yeah. And at this point.
No, I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
I know. It was brutal.
Right. And you have Gareth, you know, kind of sort of pleading.
He's sort of pleading, exactly. That's what I was going to say. He's sort of pleading for his life. He's like, you know, like, you don't have, I don't know if he said you don't have to do this, but he's essentially trying to convince Rick not to kill him. He's like, you know, just let us go. You'll never see us again, blah, blah, blah. That sort of thing. He's trying to plead for his life. And, but Rick's like, you know, no, even though you're not going to kill us, you're going to do it to somebody else.
Right.
You know, if we
and
let
they
you
told,
go.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, exactly. So because
they
know,
just ate Bob's leg.
Exactly.
It wasn't like they just cut it off.
No.
It wasn't like they were threatening.
They cooked and ate it.
Ate it.
Exactly. So Rick's like, we can't do that because you are going to do this to somebody else. And so Rick knows, like, we have to kill these guys. And then it's just, and then he says, plus I owe you a promise.
Oh
my God! And then they show the shot of the
red handled machete.
Oh my God! It was so cool.
At this point, what would you have done to these four people? How would you have executed them? Or would you have? Would you have taken them to the elementary school and fed them to the zombies? Would you have?
I know. Well, honestly, like a clean, easy death would be too easy for them. You know what I mean? Like, they deserve more.
Right, but you're doing it.
I know. And that's the thing. That's the fine line there. It's like, you know, but the Rick group, they're doing it because they have to. Like, it's not so much that they want to, but it's the thing that they have to do just to keep going. Even though that's what Terminus is doing also. I mean, so it's, you know, it's kind of interesting there because it's almost kind of the same boat for the most part. And they're not eating people, but you know.
Right.
They're justifying that this is what they have to do to survive. So. You know.
We haven't seen this from the survivors.
No.
They do that to zombies. I mean, they basically did what they usually do to zombies.
Yeah. Especially Rick just hacks Gareth to pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Blood spreading everywhere. It's like, it's brutal. Mm-hmm. And it's a far cry from Rick from last season when they were at the prison. You know, when he was so docile and I don't want to kill anybody.
Oh, right.
So it's just.
But you also had Rick. I mean, these are the survivors that survived Terminus.
Yes.
And Rick, Bob, Daryl, and Glenn, I mean, they were basically being slaughtered like pigs.
Exactly.
And Rick was that close to, you know. Obviously, it's changed him, but, like, wow.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, as an audience, we were shocked.
Yeah, shocked.
But to see the look on Maggie and Glenn's
face. Yeah, Maggie and Glenn were horrified.
Because they watched two, they didn't participate.
Yeah.
But they watched all four of them.
Yeah.
Like.
Brutally kill these people. Brutally. Not just kill, but brutally kill.
Right.
So. So, yeah, so they were both a little bit.
Shocked.
Yeah, shocked at what.
Yeah, the looks on their faces. I'm like, oh my gosh, they are the audience right now. Yeah. I mean, they are us.
The group is
right.
Come to, you know, to the most part. So it's like this, I don't know. I mean, I would have to kind of agree that they deserved it. I mean, they're crazy people. They ate Bob's leg. Like,
right.
You know, so.
And then Michonne gets her katana back.
She gets her katana back, yeah.
She found that they were holding on to it. I was wondering. It's just been weird without her having that
sword. I know.
Sword.
Yeah, you have to. It's still such an iconic part of her, so.
Right, it's like.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it changed her a little bit. She didn't have the sword.
Yeah.
And so it was, she was sort of different a little bit.
Yeah, she was a little different.
She handled, I think, situations differently and. But then, because you saw the look on her face when she had that back in her. And did you see during the show where you saw Andrea? It went back to like season two.
Yeah,
or three.
That
kind of thing where you saw Andrea, you know.
The first time it was shown, we seen the show. Yeah.
And it was like, crazy. Why did they throw that in there?
I know. I don't know.
But it was interesting. It was nice to see Andrea back.
It was.
I really liked her.
I liked Andrea.
Yeah.
For the most part.
She's a badass.
She was a badass, except for when she got involved with the governor.
Oh, right. And that point where she almost killed him.
Yeah.
She should have.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. But yeah, Michonne got her katana back. And then everyone comes out.
Yep.
And Father Gabriel is just like floored of what's happened in his church. I love Maggie's response.
Yeah, I do too, where he said this is the Lord's house or some church of God or something like that, and she's like, nope, it's just four walls and a roof.
Yep, she said that's a dead man's opinion.
Yep.
It's like, awesome!
I know, awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah, very good. So, at this point, after everything settled down, Glenn and Maggie and Abraham and Rosita and Eugene get on the bus, and they're taking off to Terminus.
Hell no.
To DC.
Do you think Maggie and Glenn would have left if it hadn't been for that butcher scene?
I feel like that's probably part of the reason they're leaving.
Because
they're
so too.
Maybe a little disturbed or afraid of what's becoming of them.
Well, what's become of Rick?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the.
I definitely do think that had something to do with it.
I don't think they would have. I mean, Glenn is a man of his word, but I really think I don't think they would have left.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like, okay, well, and obviously Abraham has done some crazy things too, I'm sure, but
yeah,
they've seen Rick from who he was before all of this
to what he is now.
What he is now.
I don't know.
But now we're back to our. Our group, they're splitting up again.
I know.
At least this time there are two groups and not four or five groups.
That's true. And it's only two groups, so, you know, I don't know. And again, it's just funny because every article I read and every podcast I listen to, people are like, why isn't Maggie more concerned about Beth? Like, she hasn't mentioned her at all.
Right. Daryl is looking for
I
that.
Know, Daryl, I know. And, that's,
and they we never had any scenes with Daryl and Maggie talking about
I mean, you
Beth
hear,
and what happened.
I think that, was it last episode, maybe the episode before that, where you hear Daryl talking about it, that he had run into Beth, but it's still, yeah, you would think there would be a scene between Daryl
and Maggie
talking about Beth, but...
Right.
You know, it's just a little weird, because I feel like...
I forget they're sisters.
You know, yeah, because I just feel like in the past she's been so much about Beth, you know, and everything, and, you know, she was so hell-bent on finding Glenn when he went missing that I feel like she should be the same way with Beth, but I don't know what, I don't know what that deal is there. I don't know, maybe she thinks she's dead, I don't know, but...
Yeah, but everyone thought Glenn was dead.
I know, I'm saying, I don't know.
I don't either,
I don't know, maybe there's a larger reason. Maybe we're going to find out. I don't know. But it's just...
I don't think so.
I just think it's a little weird.
Right.
Right?
It kind of seems like there's a hole in this.
That feels like a little bit of a hole, yeah. I agree. That I just think Maggie would be more concerned about her sister.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, and it's but... And to leave.
Yeah. To leave even without knowing.
Right. Not knowing where she's at.
Where
not
she
knowing,
is. Yeah.
You know.
But now she's just going to... get up and go to DC, so...
Right.
I don't know. I did like how Abraham's like, you know, here's a map of how we're getting to DC, you know, find your way when you have your chance. And on it, he'd said, you know, sorry, I was such an asshole.
Oh, right.
Please come to DC. DC's gonna need a Rick Grimes or something like that. It was kind of nice, so I kind of liked that, but...
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like Rick and them are staying behind to try and find Daryl and Carol.
Oh, right.
Or disappear.
I mean,
so.
he knows Daryl wouldn't have left without a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're brothers.
They are.
You know, last season, and they've talked about, you know, the bond between the two of them, and he's not going to leave Daryl. And, you know, Carol is obviously around somewhere as well. So, but I guess before we get to the very end of the show... You have the, you know, Bob passed away, and then it was nice that Tyrese came in.
Yeah, Tyrese came in and took care of
it. And finished it after.
For Sasha, yeah.
Because that's...
it was
Sasha.
It was sort of a nice ending for Bob, you know.
Right.
He just kind of died peacefully, and they killed him before he turned, so, yeah. But it was sweet.
Yeah. Well, they stopped him from turning. They didn't...
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
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 But it was nice to see that Tyrese can do something. And
finally!
I mean, that's difficult, but come on.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
I know, exactly.
There would have been one less termite to kill if he had just done it
if
in the first place.
If he just killed that jerk.
I mean, this was that guy would have killed Judith.
Yeah, he
like,
would have
killed
Judith. If
he would have
killed a
baby.
Yeah.
He needs to
die. Yeah. He needs to. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, and that's when everyone takes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're back at the end. It's night.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a night again. And then you have Michonne on watch.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel comes out. And it's like, I have like 2 minutes left in the show.
I know.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to be attacked again. So, what the hell is going on? Why... They're not going to end on them talking or, I don't know. I thought it was going to be some revelation maybe between the two of them or, you know, or something. I don't know. But then...
Do we hear something in the bushes?
Hear something in the bushes.
In the bushes.
I don't know why she would go out there.
I don't know either.
I mean, Gabriel runs inside.
Yeah, Gabriel runs inside because that's what he does.
So, but he's probably, hopefully... He's
telling other people, like, hey
something's going outside,
there.
You might want to...
Yeah.
Because there is no way Rick is sleeping.
No, there's no way. No
there's
way.
No way.
No way.
But it's like, why? It's kind of like I felt like I was watching a horror movie. You know, it's like... You
don't
never,
go over there by yourself!
You never walk toward the...
No.
The bushes.
Yeah, the ominous sounds coming from
right.
the bushes. No.
Whether it's a zombie. I mean, she has her katana back, but still.
True, but still. I mean, you've just been attacked by crazy Terminites
right.
folks, like,
right.
why?
Yeah.
Why would you go over there alone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, And then she's inching closer and closer.
Still wrestling from the bushes. Yep.
And then you have Daryl.
Daryl comes out.
You're like, oh.
Hey, Daryl.
Okay. Why are you sneaking in? Yeah. I mean, and then she's like, where's Carol? And then he turned around and he's like, okay, you can come out.
Yeah.
And then obviously we know it's not Carol because then it cuts to black.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's our big cliffhanger.
So who is with Daryl?
Who is with Daryl?
Who is with Daryl?
And we know it might be Carol, but it'll be someone else.
Yeah. Daryl.
Or I don't think it's going to be Beth. Because we cut to the preview of next episode, which is not going to take place, it looks like, at the church. So we're going to have to wait even longer. But you cut to Beth in some kind of hospital.
Like a hospital. She's in a hospital gown and a hospital bed. She's hooked up to an IV. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's in Atlanta.
I know, it did.
Yeah, right? Like she's in a city.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe they took her back to Atlanta. But, I mean, I don't know how far out from Atlanta they are now. Because they've been wandering for a few years.
Well, we saw that map. Maybe we could go back.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But still.
But she's obviously in an urban area where a hospital. And there's some lady there dressed. She looks like a cop. I don't know. But these are obviously the folks who kidnapped her. So I think we're going to learn more about that.
Right.
So.
And wasn't she, like, banging on the door? Let me out or something
Yeah, I feel like they're keeping her there.
Beth, why would you do... I mean, maybe it wasn't right away. But it's like, wouldn't you kind of investigate a little bit? Because it looked like she was looking at things for the first time.
Yeah.
Why don't you be quiet? Why don't you pretend like you're dead?
Yeah,
I know. And see who comes in.
Or passed out or something.
Figure things out. Like, let's...
I don't know. So there's something sinister going on with these people who kidnapped her, I imagine.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, there might be. So, I don't know.
Okay, so who do you think?
I have no idea. I have no idea to think. I don't think it's Beth.
No, I don't think it's Carol.
I think it's Carol.
I think maybe Carol's there.
I mean, I'm trying to think, because, I mean, it's some sort of reveal, so it's got to be somebody we know, right?
Not necessarily. I was reading about how, and they did talk on The Talking Dead a little bit about who, I don't think it would be Morgan.
No.
Because they already sort of did that secret scene.
Yeah.
Like, it really wouldn't be
that's
that
true.
Much
we've
of a
already
surprise.
Sort of revealed him.
Mm-hmm. And for them to hang back, I mean, we do know that they're going to start introducing characters that are not from the comics.
Uh-huh.
So we have new characters that they'll be, you know, they'll be introducing that they're not like this character and this character from the comic put together, they're a new character. I think, I mean, I was telling you earlier, I kind of feel like maybe it's like a family or a couple kids or something that
maybe
Daryl would keep back or something
maybe
like
they
that.
Maybe rescued from this place where Beth is. Maybe they couldn't get Beth. Maybe they got these folks.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe it's just somebody they came across while they were looking for Beth.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it has to be something different than just Morgan or obviously not Carol. And I don't think it's Beth. I think Beth's story is going to take a little bit more than an episode.
I agree.
Maybe not. Maybe it's from the beginning to the end, where she was, how long she's been there.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But at least they'll get us talking for a couple. Because, again, I think next week we're not going to see... We're not going to be back to the church.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, last season, something like they've done that, where you get away from the big scene for a week.
Yeah, maybe we'll see the story of Beth, like, after she got kidnapped and how long she's been there, and then...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I bet towards the end that'll be maybe when we see when Daryl and Carol come up to find out what she's... Yeah, so I could see that happening.
Well, and it could be that they did catch up with the people in the car. And...
Yeah.
Because this is from... It seems like Daryl and Carol went missing right about the time... You know, we know this.
Yes.
About the time Bob was captured. So that was one night.
Yes.
And then all this other stuff happened in the course of a night.
Yeah.
Then, you know, everything with the termites... And then that noon
yep.
is when they left.
Yep.
Then it seemed like it was back to that next night. Yeah. And that's when Michonne and Gabriel yeah. were outside. And that's when you have
yeah.
Daryl. So yeah. Daryl has been gone for approximately 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like he's been gone for a week.
Mm-hmm.
They could have finally caught up with whoever was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to get them to...
Yes.
You know. And we know they didn't drive up.
No. Yeah, you're right. They didn't drive up, so...
They didn't drive up.
So it must not be that far, too, away wherever
right.
they were.
And why was Daryl sneaking? And he did have his crossbow with him.
Yeah.
And wasn't he kind of pointing it, and then he put it down?
I don't know if he was pointing it. I feel like he was just carrying it.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it's not like he's being held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
He has his crossbow. Because if someone was holding Daryl, he would turn around and kill them. Unless it's his whole army behind him.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There wasn't that much noise. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either. I love this show so much.
I know, it's so good. And this season, too, it's just been on point. So good, every episode.
Even though it's hard to sleep that night.
I know.
Makes Mondays rough. But so
yeah, so there's a lot to still to figure out what's happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sort of thing. So,
yeah. And the thing about this episode was more humans died than zombies.
Than zombies, yeah.
There weren't really
yeah
hardly any zombies in it.
I know.
I mean, you know the.
I mean, the real monsters were the Terminus people. I mean, that's they're more of a threat now than
right. And now
zombies
it's
are.
Over.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. So yeah,
I'm really interested to see the caravan to DC. How much of that we're going to see, and
mm-hmm.
how far they actually get. I wonder if they're ever actually going to get to DC. Like, are we going to get out of Georgia ever?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder.
Maybe by the end of the season.
Yeah.
I know that there was something I was reading about. Again, we haven't read the comics, but how they were talking about how there's a point in the book where they're. On their way to see DC, or they get near DC, and there's this city where they end up stopping in, and that's where a lot more of the action takes place.
Mm.
So, it's what to see.
Yeah.
But, so good.
Yeah, good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Another good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the tweets? You were following on Twitter quite a bit.
I was... A little bit. I kind of stopped halfway through because I was watching the show. That's the thing. I just get so engrossed in the show that I kind of stop.
At least there are commercials.
That's true. That's true.
Because I tell you what. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I could handle a whole hour.
Oh, an hour's nonstop
right.
of this show? I know. I don't think I could either. So I can't think of any good tweets right off the bat, but I know there were a few. There's always really funny people.
I retweeted a few and favorited some. So here, this was terrible. Sean C. Adams tweeted out when they dropped Bob off.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh snap, Trojan Bob, beware Garrus bearing gifts. I did like that one. And then Charlie Schneider, awesome emergency. He had put kind of like it was a meme, I think, out. He said something like, the trap is sprung. And that was pretty good. And then, this one was awful. Timeless Beauty 4, she tweeted out, Judith's about to be baby back ribs.
Oh, I did see that
Stop.
One. I do remember
that. Was pretty good. And then Demetria Lucas, she had tweeted out after Maggie had said, it's just four walls and a roof. I like that one. And then, but this is the worst. Aaron Sagers, he tweeted out after the massacre. He's like, so who is on custodial duty at Father Gabriel's church?
I know, right?
That was awesome. And Aaron, you're getting... I'm going to follow you. Oh, he's a editor-at-large at Blaster in New York. He's pretty good. And he's kind of hot. Yeah, he is. All right.
Oh, okay.
And then, Paul Vigna, he said, Sasha is fierce, man. she, even the women on the show are alpha males. It is true.
It is true. Oh, I know, gosh. Carol.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and Sasha. I mean, she's... And Michelle.
Yeah, Sasha's really picking it up.
Yeah. So good. So anyway, those are some of the tweets I follow. They were pretty good. Yeah, really good. So anyway, guys, obviously you can always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
We're also on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay, and email agalandagay@gmail.com. So if you're a Walking Dead fan, you know, tweet us or Facebook us or message us or email us your thoughts and your theories about who was in the woods with Daryl and everything. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we'd love to hear your thoughts and your theories and that whatnot, you know.
And also, don't forget to follow our buddy at the Walking Dead fan site. On Twitter, it's at TWD Fan Site.
Yeah, they're really great. Check out their website. It's twdfansite.com. They have a lot of really great Walking Dead stuff. I mean, that's what they do. That's Walking Dead all the time. So, yeah, if you're a fan, check it out. So, they're really cool. They usually tweet out our podcast. We appreciate that. So. Yep.
So cool. All right, guys. And again, we'll do it again next week as we get through this season.
Yeah, we'll see what next week's episode has in store for us.
Let's look at, this episode was 5.3, called Four Walls and a Roof.
And a Roof.
And the next episode is episode 4, and it is called, it's called Slab Town. And so this is interesting. On IMDb, it shows that episode 5, it doesn't have a title yet. Episode 6 does not have a title. Episode 7 has a title called Crossed.
Huh.
And then episode 8 is our mid-season finale. Oh, and there's nothing. No title for that one, too. So the mid-season finale is November 30th. And then it doesn't come back until February 8th. So I'm expecting that will be a pretty...
Yeah, a pretty good one.
Yeah.
As most mid-seasons are, so...
So, all right.
Okay.
Guys, thanks for listening. Until next
time. Until next time. Bye, y'all.